The state of Vermont filed a brief on Monday in the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York, asking that the state's right to decide whether the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant should be able to continue operating be upheld. It seeks to overturn a January decision against the state by District Court Judge J. Garvin Murtha. Vermont Attorney General William Sorrell says there are two key elements to their argument.
The judge tied the hands of the Public Service Board somewhat and said that it could not consider the cost of the power for Vermont ratepayers in deciding whether a certificate of public good should issue. So that's one of the big arguments. The other is that the judge did not follow U.S. Supreme Court precedent and look to just snippets of the legislative record, and the judge ignored the evidence that we put in, also from the legislative record, of various legislators talking about legitimate state concerns for the operation or continued operation of our lone nuclear power plant. And so it's a legislative history argument and then the Commerce Clause argument. Those are the two main pieces of the argument.
Vermont Law School Professor of Law Patrick Parento says the brief presents a tightly reasoned and strong argument for the state.
The first point that the state has made is that when a court is reviewing whether a duly enacted state law is unconstitutional, that's what Entergy's arguing. The first rule is there's a strong presumption that the state law is constitutional and is proper, and the burden is on Entergy to prove that it is unconstitutional. And Judge Murtha said because there's evidence that at least some of the legislators were motivated by safety concerns, that shifts the burden to the state. That's a fairly radical shift in the burden of proof in these kinds of cases. So I think the brief that the state has filed has made a very strong argument that Judge Murtha committed an error of law by reversing the burden of proof in that way.
While she agrees the brief is very well crafted, Vermont Law School Professor of Constitutional Law Cheryl Hanna says none of the arguments are a surprise, and she has doubts whether it will lead to a positive outcome for the state.
I think the state still has an uphill battle before the Second Circuit. I think the law is still on Entergy's side. So in order for the court to really be persuaded, they're going to have to really think Murtha did things that he should not have done. He should not have taken into account the legislative record, and he should not have said that the Dormant Commerce Clause claim precluded the state from negotiating around power prices. I think those are going to be hard arguments to make before the circuit court, but I think the Attorney General's brief does as good a job as it could in making those arguments.
Entergy Corporation spokesman Mike Burns says the company has only a short comment on the court filing.
We'll respond in our brief, which will be filed within the time allowed by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which should be roughly within the next 90 days or so.
Supporters of Vermont's arguments have until Monday to file Friend of the Court briefs. Entergy has 90 days to file their brief, followed by amicus briefs supporting the corporation. Oral arguments are not expected to be scheduled until at least late this year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.